He has achieved success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much, who has enjoyed the trust of pure women, the respect of intelligent men, and the love of little children, who has filled his niche and accomplished his task, who has never lacked appreciation of Earth's beauty or failed to express it, who has left the world better than he found it, whether an improved poppy, a perfect poem, or a rescued soul, who has always looked for the best in others and given them the best he had, whose life was an inspiration, whose memory a benediction. Bessie Anderson Stanley. Just before we begin, I mention lots of exercises for you to complete as we work through this book, and you can download PDFs of all these different exercises at biancabest.com. Introduction. Success on whose terms? Today, we're experiencing a new, unprecedented era of female empowerment and corporate ascendancy, but this ride isn't proving easy. Not only are we fighting the political battles for pay, status, equality, and flexible working, but privately we're overwhelmed, exhausted, and compromising our values in pursuit of having it all. Me time has become mythical. More women than ever collapse into sleep at the end of each day, wishing they could momentarily hop off their treadmill. A growing number of women are choosing career over family, believing either or is the only way. Time to breathe is a commonly accepted life quest for most modern women. Our children are being raised by grandparents or strangers. We deprioritize ourselves without realizing how much we are, in fact, harming ourselves. Amazing women aren't burning brightly, they're burning out, and burning out young. Women are working hard, playing hard, and sadly losing respect for themselves and their natural rhythms. In all of this drive to succeed and achieve, we're also losing our sense of belonging and community. Now, do you find your daily routine a battle, a bit of a juggling act? I see vibrant, passionate, talented women enjoying career success, but at the expense of their family time and health. I see other equally vibrant, passionate, and talented women too afraid to leave their children, to pursue their dreams and working careers true to their purpose. I see others so ravaged with work or domestic demands they have little time for sleep, let alone energy for play. Do you see yourself reflected in any or all of these women? Perhaps in different aspects of them at different stages in your life? Would you love to unlock the secret to steering a course through your hectic life with serenity and grace without dropping any of the balls? I've always been obsessed by progress. Most successful women are. There's the joy and flurry of pursuit, energy, effort, and gain. We're high achievers and get kicks out of our results. Progress is possible, tangible, exciting. All is great until work gets serious and our personal responsibilities increase. Suddenly, the dream feels tough. There's progress, but at what cost? Productivity now feels like a struggle, as there are just too many areas to manage simultaneously. We keep on smiling on the outside, but inside we're cracking. How the heck can we succeed with so much on our plates? And what exactly is it that we're seeking? What is success today? And why does it feel so elusive? Why does attaining success feel like such a burden for so many? I've spent my lifetime chasing a version of success that's led me to ponder over and over again, why does this feel so hard? But no more. As a mother of four, a techpreneur, an industry leader, author, networker, insuppressibly alpha female, nutritionist, runner, wife, friend, and, there's a shiny exterior that yells, I've got it all. Yet the truth is far from that. I've been on a long, arduous journey. This gig has been hard. I've oscillated from exhilarating entrepreneurial business wins to soul-destroying corporate overwhelm, from domestic bliss to unrelenting personal chaos. I've been purposeful, then I've flailed helplessly. At every step, it's taken bucket loads of energy, resilience, and effort to keep going. I've given myself relentless mind-over-matter pep talks and focused onwards and upwards. I've worked so damn hard, I've pushed my body and mind to their limits. Many times I've cracked in the wake of frenzied productivity and become useless. I've lost weeks of my life, bedridden with immune collapse. I've lost time, comatose with exhaustion. I've even lost my hair.